Good morning. I'm Dr. Thaddeus John Bell, and welcome to another session of Smooth Jazz and some health information that will benefit you and your family. I hope by now that you've had the vaccine. Of course, there has been a lot of bad information, which a lot of you have taken. And as a result, many of you know people who have experienced illness and even death as a result of not making a good decision as it is related to taking the vaccine. But in addition to the COVID vaccine, I need to remind you that it is important to also take the flu vaccine. Historically, African Americans have not done a good job in taking the flu vaccine, particularly in South Carolina. The death rate of the flu has always been very high among African Americans in South Carolina as a result of not taking the flu shot. If you have a pre-existing condition, I would encourage you to consider taking the flu shot annually. Talk to your physician about the flu shot. By the way, you can take the flu shot and the COVID vaccine at the same time if necessary. However, if you decide that you are going to now take the flu shot, because I hope you've already taken the COVID shot by now, you can do that and not be worried about a reaction of any kind. That's what the medical science tells us. So take that flu shot. And now we'll get back to listening to some smooth jazz.
Thank you.
I know there has been a lot of confusion regarding the booster vaccine and whether or not you should get it when it does become available. The booster is available to those persons who have had the Pfizer vaccine. It is unclear as to whether or not a booster vaccine, even for the Pfizer, should be given at this time. I would recommend that you talk to your primary care physician to find out whether or not he thinks or she thinks that a booster would be the right thing for you. Thank you. I guess by now you all have heard of the comment that Nicki Minaj made regarding the vaccine and her cousin having a side effect that involved his testicles, commonly referred to as his balls. Of course, those comments are incorrect. Her government, interestingly enough, have disavowed anything that she has said regarding the vaccine. Make sure that you take information or get your information from reliable sources. The vaccine does not cause infertility in men or women. The vaccine does not cause inflammation of one's testicles. The vaccine is safe. Please take the vaccine. Thank you.
hands with me. Cause I'm gonna take you to the water and make you drink.
Honey, baby.
Cause the funk sure will make you stink.
Say what?
Yeah. If you let the funk hit your eye, we're gonna take you to a spot.
Don't you try?
Let the funk in your heart, baby. Funk not only kills, it amp kills.
Bye-bye.
No, before we do that, I'm gonna take you to the bridge and drop you off into some funk.
just how it would feel close to you. I imagine that this fantasy is real. You're lovely too. I got to get from here to there, here and now, baby. Open up your arms and let me love you. Tell me what I gotta do to get to your house. Tell me where I gotta go to be with you. Tell me what I gotta say to speak to your heart. Tell me what I need to know tonight, so everything will be alright. Oh, did it, did it. The beat, the beat, the beat, the beat, the beat, the beat.
That was the incomparable Mr. Al Jarreau with Tell Me What I Gotta Do. This track featured Leonard Doc Gibbs, world-renowned percussionist, who passed on Thursday. Doc Gibbs was best known as the band leader on the Emerald Live on the Food Network. Mr. Gibbs was a very good friend and mentor of Mr. Tony Clark, a very good friend of mine. Rest in peace, Doc Gibbs. September is Prostate Cancer Month. In our practice, we make the diagnosis of prostate cancer on a regular basis. It usually comes as a result of a routine PSA. The good thing is that as a result of doing a PSA routinely, we have been able to pick up on prostate cancer very early. We have been able to pick up on prostate cancer before many of these men have had any signs or symptoms that would suggest prostate cancer. But then there are men who have come in and we've made the diagnosis, and the diagnosis was made late. And as a result, we have lost a few men as a result of prostate cancer. Keep in mind that prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in African American men in South Carolina. It has been well documented that one of the reasons that black men do not talk to their doctor about prostate cancer is because of the lack of trust that they may have in their doctor. That's why it's very, very important that you see a doctor that you can trust and that you feel comfortable talking to. It's also important that your doctor mentions to you that you should have a PSA even before you mention it to him that you should have one. I'm Dr. Thaddeus John Bell, closing the gap in health disparities for African Americans and the underserved. Well, the clock on the wall says that it's time for us to end this session. I thoroughly enjoyed playing some smooth jazz with you and, of course, talking to you about medicine and ways in which we can improve the quality and longevity of life of African Americans and the underserved. So as I always say, I'm Dr. Thaddeus John Bell, trying to close the gap in healthcare for African Americans and the underserved.
Complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. But I have learned that all you give is all you get. So give it all you've got. I've had my share, I drank my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond the hill and do it all again. So here's to life and every joy it brings. So here's to life, to dreamers and their dreams. Funny how the time just flies, how love can go from warm hellos to sad goodbyes, and leave you with the memories you've memorized to keep your winters warm. But there's no yes in yesterday, and who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away. As long as I'm still in the game I want to play, for laughs, for life, and for love. So here's to life and every joy it brings. Here's to life, to dreamers and their dreams. May all your storms be weathered, and all that's good get better. Here's to life, here's to love, and here's to you. Here's to love, and here's to you.